can name all the apostles? Yes, Dolores.
John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
Dolores Wilson, you are the most unruly, disobedient girl in this school. Now, I want you to march right up to that blackboard and write the names of all the apostles alphabetically. Wash my hands of you. Mark my words, Dolores. If you continue on this disruptive track, it will lead straight to the devil. Have you any idea what girls like you become?
Eating is out of the question, huh?
The next show's in 20 minutes.
You still haven't told me what she said.
Well, who said?
Who said? The one with the mustache, the one you married to.
You are so damn hot.
And you are so full of it. You didn't tell her, did you? I knew it. I knew you weren't going to tell her. I knew it.
I want us to be together, babe. I want us to be an honest, decent couple. I do. I went to confession today.
You went to confession? Like confession, confession?
You know where you kneel in the box, you tell the priest your deepest secrets? Well, I did that today for us, babe. I told Father Antonelli I was in love, and that it was a special love. A love for all the ages, and that I want to be with her.
And what did he say?
He said that if I got divorced, I'd burn in hell for all eternity. Hand me my loafers down.
No, you can get your own damn shoes. So what does this mean? Is this no? Does this mean no?
No.
What does it mean?
Not no, just not now.
Just get out, okay? Just go.
You want me to go against a priest? Get excommunicated? Okay. I'll eat the thing you made. Is that what this is all about?
No. That's not what it's about. It's about you leaving. Good night. Ah, good night.
I'll call.
You're quitting just because he won't leave his wife?
No, not just because he won't leave his wife. I'm quitting for a lot of reasons. It's something I have to do.
What's going to happen to the act?
I mean, what's going to happen to the act? You're going to get somebody else. It's not a big loss.
Well, you put everything together. You pick all the music. You tell us where to stand and everything.
Yeah. And I'm a real genius. That's why we're packing them in. And don't you pack any more of my makeup in that bag. Don't think I don't know what you're doing. What do you want?
Huh? And don't you ever knock?
Hey, girl, you ain't got nothing that I haven't seen before, right?
Yeah, well, stop trying to memorize.
Hey, Michelle.
Oh, please.
Hey, Dolores, yes, from Vince.
It's his dead body.
With love.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then why didn't he bring it down to me himself?
Oh, he wanted to, but he's got a big meeting upstairs. Hey, Dina.
Hi. Could you say goodnight to these clowns, please? I'm getting a headache. I don't want them in here. Get out.
Let's go.
All right, I'm going. Just take it easy.
Well, at least you got something out of all of this. Come on, Dolores, open this
up. Why should I open this? I don't give a damn what's in that box. I don't care.
I'll see what the man bought you. Come on.
Why?
I
want
to see it.
Fine, okay? Let's look and see what it is.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. It's mink. Yeah. It's purple mink, Dolores.
Oh,
that's beautiful. Look.
Feel. Well, obviously, Mr. LaRocca feels he can win me back by sending me this absolutely fabulous coat.
Put it on.
It's beautiful.
But see, some girls will fall for that, but not me. I think I'm gonna make him wait a little while before I just let him know that I...
What?
Connie LaRocca. His wife's coat. The man gave me his wife's coat.
Oh, I don't know.
Put it back on. It's yours now. You deserve it.
No, I don't deserve it. I haven't earned it. You don't earn other people's wife's fur coats, okay? I think it's time to just go upstairs and give it back to him. Get the hell out of this dump.
How long you been with me, Ernie?
3 years, Mr. LaRocca. 2 as a croupier, 1 as your personal limo driver.
Ernie, you know what's important to me? What counts? Loyalty, my man. Loyalty is what counts to me.
Well, I've been very loyal, Mr. LaRocca.
Gee, Ernie, that's not what I hear. I hear you went down to the police station last night and talked with Lieutenant Souther. I hear you were there for over 3 hours.
I went, but I didn't tell him anything.
Again, not what I heard.
Goodbye, Vince. I'm leaving, and don't try to stop me. I'm going to L.A. where it's nice and warm. People don't need fur coats from their boyfriend's wife's closet. Goodbye, Vince. I'm going to Miami, where the sun shines.
I know they're trying to get something on me, Ernie. But so far, they've come up with bupkis. Coley and Joey in there, but they were out in 20 minutes. What were you doing there for 3 hours, Ernie?
I know you don't think I have any talent, Vince, but I do. And I'm going to leave you. I'm going to Chicago.
Tell me what you told Souther. I won't be able to sleep tonight if I don't know.
I've always wanted to go to New York. I know if I went to New York, I could get some things together, Vince. I could. I could.
That's all I told him, I swear it.
Thanks, Ernie. Now I can sleep. Say goodnight, Ernie.
No.
Babe. Dolores. Is there a problem? With the coat?
No, not with the coat. The coat's fine. Fine, thank you.
Is that why you came here tonight to thank me?
Yeah, thank you.
And to say you're sorry about tonight and the things you said. Forgotten. Completely, you understand me? Forgotten.
Of course, it's forgotten.
That's my girl. My girl, a mink. You be home?
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, Vince. Is she okay?
I don't know, Vince. She seemed kind of upset.
She did?
Yeah.
Come on. Bring her back now for talk.
And if she runs, then what?
Take care of it.
Vince looks at Ernie and says, say goodnight. And then Vince looks at Joey, and Joey shot him. I mean, he just shot him in the chair. Just boom, he blew this guy away.
Sorry I'm late. I'm Lieutenant Souther, Eddie Souther.
How do you do? I'm Dolores Van Cartier. Listen, this guy was a simple limo driver, right? He was a limo driver, so maybe he made a couple of wrong turns in his life. That's no reason to kill him. I've never seen anybody kill before, except, you know, sometimes you pass on the freeway, you see a couple of people dead. But
Ms.
it's
Van
not the
Cartier,
same thing. What?
You're Vince LaRocca's girlfriend, right?
Well, you could sort of, maybe, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, the guy just tried to kill me, so I don't think that cements our relationship.
Well, you realize he's a major underworld figure, don't you?
He's into drug dealing, money laundering.
We've been investigating Mr. LaRocca for the last 18 months. We've got videotapes, we've got surveillance photos.
Am I in any of the videotapes?
No. Criminal activity.
Oh.
The tapes aren't enough to convict him.
Apparently, there's a lot you don't know about Vince. I mean, the last two people that saw him in action kind of disappeared.
What do you mean they kind of disappeared? What is it? What do you mean?
Well, we found a piece here and a piece there.
But don't you worry. Here, Have a cup of coffee. You're safe now, and we're going to see that you stay that way. That's our job.
If you help us, we can help you. If you testify against Vince about what you saw, we can put him away for the rest of his life.
Are you crazy? You're telling me this guy is a mad criminal and you want me to testify? Do you know what's going to happen? He's going to track
Dolores.
Me down. He's going to kill me.
Can I call you Dolores?
You can call me anything you want as long as you keep me alive.
We wouldn't put you at risk if we couldn't protect you.
Right.
It'll only take a couple of months to get a court date.
Just a couple of months? Only a couple? Why not a year? But a couple of decades,
Two months, we hide you out, then you testify.
No. No. No.
It's just for a little while, then you can come back.
Really? What are you going to do? You going to stick me in a bag and bury me? Forget it.
If you testify, I'm going to put you in the last place on earth that Vince would ever look for you. Nice church, huh?
Yeah, it's very nice. Look, what am I going to be, Quasimodo in the Badfelfy? What is this?
I want you to stay here for a while.
Where?
In the convent. It's the safest place in the world. You think Vince is going to look for you in the convent?
What, in the what?
The convent.
You must be out your... You know what? I'm going to go back and work this out with Vince. You're a lunatic. You're in no damn convent with these people. These people don't even have sex.
Dolores, Vince has a contract out on you for $100,000. And you seen what he can do? That one bullet, that's all it's gonna take.
Look, let me explain something to you. Vince knows people all over the place. You realize that. He knows people all over the place. That means he's gonna be looking for me everywhere.
Everywhere but this convent.
Oh, come on.
Nobody knows you're here but me. We're trying to get you a quick court date, 1 month, 2 months tops. I promise I'm gonna spring you as fast as I can.
What am I gonna do here? I'm gonna go crazy here. There is nothing but a lot of white women dressed as nuns. What am I gonna do here?
Pray.
Pray? Yes, but Monsignor, we are a small convent. Surely there are more appropriate places.
We can save this young woman's life and imprison the parasite all in one gesture.
My heart goes out to her, of course. My concern would be she might subject the convent to danger.
The Reno Police Department assures me you'll be protected from any harm. They've promised to make a generous financial donation. As you know, your small convent is in danger of closing.
Well, if they can afford to be so generous, so can we. Excuse me. Absolutely not. I couldn't possibly.
Well, think of it this way, Reverend Mother. She's an ideal prospect for rehabilitation.
That is not a person you can hide. That is a conspicuous person designed to stick out.
You have taken a vow of hospitality to all in need.
I lied.
Lieutenant Sather, everything is in order.
No. Everything is not in order. This woman does not like me.
Dolores, these are holy people. They like everybody.
I don't give a shit what you say. This woman does not like me.
No,
I'm not staying here. Forget it. I'm not staying here. I'm telling you.
Behave yourself.
I'm not going to stay here.
What is your name?
Dolores Van Cartier.
Is that your real name?
Yes. I happen to be a singer.
Oh. Do sit down.
Thank you. But before we get started, I just want to say that I really appreciate what you're doing for me. I know it must be a huge inconvenience for you. Yeah, so I just, you know, want to say thank you up front. I also have always... And I've said this to people. I've always admired you people. Nuns, I mean. You know, you're so Catholic, you know. I mean, look, you're married to the big JC. I mean, you're his old lady, you know. It's an amazing thing to me. I mean, of course, you must be saying, well, it's much better than being hooked up with some kind of two-timing...
Please do not smoke in here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get so nervous. I get worked up. I just... I don't know. I'm sorry.
Look, Miss Van Cartier, we have agreed to conceal and protect you, which we will do to the best of our ability. However, it is essential that you understand that you are not in a sorority or a speakeasy. This is a convent, a religious order, and there are certain rules you must obey. St. Catherine's is a place to commune and to pray, and I will not tolerate any disruption whatsoever with that communion. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good.
But do you understand I'm the victim here? Do you understand I'm the good guy? I mean, they just kind of threw me in here with you nuns. I mean, do you get that? I'm the good guy. I mean, I saw a guy get his face blown off. So why don't you just give me the key to my room? I'll lay low. You stay out of my face, I'll stay out of your face, and I will commune my little black ass in that room. Can you handle that?
I think it's a very good idea.
Thank you.
Well, it's almost lunchtime. Perhaps you'd like to freshen up. You'll certainly want to change.
I just hope you don't think I'm going to wear what I wore in Catholic school. No siree, no ugly green jumpers for me, and no stupid clunky shoes. Oh, with this gold thing, could you have a dry clean for me?
Open the cabinet to your left. You will find suitable attire.
Oh, cool. Oh, no, 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 no. I can't do this. I'm sorry. This is fine for covering a little bulge, but now I've got holster hips.
People wish to kill you. Anyone who's met you, I imagine. A disguise is necessary to protect us all. And while you are here, you will conduct yourself as a nun. Only I will know who and what you truly are. You will draw no attention to yourself whatsoever.
But look at me. I'm a nun. I'm a penguin.
As from now and until you leave, you are Sister Mary Clara.
Mary Clarence, like Clarence Williams III from the Mod Squad?
Mary is in deference to our Holy Mother. The Clarence is in honor of St. Clarence of Concordia. There are three vows every nun must accept. The vow of poverty, the vow of obedience, and the vow of chastity.
I'm out of here with that. Oh, man. I think it's necessary.
Good afternoon, sisters. I apologize for my tardiness. I would like you to welcome a new member to our house, Sister Mary Clarence. Mary Clarence comes to us from a somewhat progressive convent. However, she is eager to embrace a more disciplined life, and I am sure will make every effort to conform to our ways.
I'll do my best.
Would you like to be seated?
Thank you.
Yes, Mary Patrick.
Reverend Mother, on behalf of all the sisters here at St. Catherine's, I'd like to offer a great big hi there and hello to Sister Mary Clarence. Hi. And as part of the welcome, I thought that maybe our new sister could offer today's blessing.
Well, that is very thoughtful of you, Mary Patrick, but I really...
Oh, yeah, I could do that. Sure. Bless us, O Lord, for these thy gifts which we're about to receive. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of no food, I will fear no hunger. We want you to give us this day our daily bread, and to the republic for which it stands, and by the power invested in me, I pronounce us ready to eat. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated.
What are you people, a predicament order? This stuff is terrible. It tastes like
Sisters, we shall spend the rest of the day in silence.
Well, why?
Only when our lips are silent may our prayers truly be answered.
Then you don't have to eat this food.
Silence begins now and ends at sundown.
How can you eat this stuff? It's terrible.
Mary Clarence, I think you might enjoy a ritual fast.
A ritual for... No, 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 I don't think I would. I'd just put a little salt in it, it'll be fine. Look, I'm going to have... Someone pass me the salt over there.
A fast. To remind you of those who must endure without food.
I don't want you to take my plate.
And silence.
I'll be let them drill me in there for 6 hours.
I can't control how long they're going to question you.
Did you go to law school, Larry?
Yes, I went to law school, Vince.
Did you graduate?
Hey, I'm a lawyer. Of course I graduated.
Hey, Vince. Nice talking to you. See you in court.
You got nothing on me, Souter. If you don't stop harassing me, I'm going to...
What? You're going to what?
Nothing, Lieutenant. What my client is trying to say is that...
That he's scared. And you know what? He should be. Real scared. See you around, boys.
Something's going on. He's so damn cocky.
Yeah, he's bluffing, Vince. Don't worry about it.
You find Dolores?
She's gone. We don't know where she is, and she hasn't been back to the place all day.
He's got Dolores. We gotta get her back. Fax the rate by 10 to every contact we got.
I can't hear this.
Dolores Van Cartier, a quarter of a mil, dead or alive.
This is your cell, Mary Clarence.
My what?
Your cell.
Your room. Oh, man. No wonder you waited till now to spring this on me. It's like a nightmare. Where's the rest of the furniture?
Our lives are simple. We have little need for material possessions.
This is out of the Stone Age. Where's the phone?
Who would you call?
I don't know. Satan?
Your cell is more than adequate.
Fine. What do we do now? Pray what?
It's 9 o'clock. Pleasant dreams.
Wait. Are you telling me we go to bed by 9?
If I were you, I would use this time to think about my life and its direction, or lack thereof.
There's nothing wrong with my life. You know, before I came here, I had a career, I had friends, I had clothing that fit. Before I came here, I was okay.
Oh, really? From what I've heard, your singing career was almost non-existent, and your married lover wants you dead. If you're fooling anyone, it is only yourself. God has brought you here. Take the hint.
Thank you.
Merry Clarence.
What?
Up and at 'em. We don't want to be late.
What time is it?
Well, it's almost 5, Sister Sleepyhead.
5 a.m.? Get out of here. I just went to bed 20 minutes ago. Get out of scram.
Come on, the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day.
We are a small congregation this morning. Too many mornings. Something has gone terribly wrong. Where is faith? Where is celebration? Where is everyone? Still, rather than regret the absence of our neighbors, let us rejoice in the fellowship of those present. Our choir mistress, Sister Mary Lazarus, has informed me that our choir, while always superior, has been toiling especially hard on this week's selection. Sister.
On a pawn shop in L.A. this morning. The place was fencing stolen property. They found this.
Database hoods. What a wonderful world, huh? Beloved daughter missing. Reward of $250,000. Please find our adored angel. We miss her so, dead or alive.
Vince is getting desperate. So where'd you stash her, Eddie?
Where'd I stash who?
You're not even going to tell us?
I wouldn't even tell the Pope.
I'm not gonna get this. This is a little too complicated for me.
Don't you worry. You'll get the hang of it. I'll help you.
Thank you. Are you always this cheerful?
Am I? All right, I am. I know it. I can't help it. I've always been upbeat, optimistic, perky. Even as a child, my mother used to say, that girl is pure sunshine. She'll either grow up to be a nun or a stewardess. Coffee? Enough about me. What about you?
Yes, what convent did you come from?
I came from the convent of the Sisters of the Moonlight in Reno.
Oh, I love Reno.
You do?
Yes.
Well, you would have loved us. We were a pioneering kind of order. You know, we'd never wear any kind of habit this tight, though. This is really tight.
Oh, I must say, our habits do cut you at the neck just a bit.
Yeah. Here.
It's enough jabber. Vanity. A progressive convent? Sounds awful. I liked my convent in Vancouver, out in the woods. Wasn't all modern like some of these newfangled convents. We didn't have electricity. Cold water, bare feet, those were nuns.
Sounds wonderful.
It was hell on earth. I loved it. This place is a Hilton.
Sister Mary Clarence, when did you get your call?
What call? Oh, the call!
I didn't know it's called.
I was working in Reno, and I got the call. And you don't know how hard it is to get a call until you've worked in Reno, you know. We ministered to a lot of different kind of people. Newlyweds, hookers, gamblers.
What a joy.
How fulfilling to be able to get right in there with your hands and work with the people. And Reno is probably bursting with sin.
It was. That's why I had to leave. I mean, we had a hooker living next door called Buckwheat Bertha who would...
Sister Mary Clarence, could I have a word with you?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Get on with your work. Quickly, please.
Just talking to him.
Precisely. Enough chatter. Chores. It's an emergency.
Souther.
Eddie, you gotta get me out of here.
Dolores, you can't call me here. Somebody's gonna catch on to where you are.
But I'm going insane here. All these people do is work and pray. Work and pray, that's all they do.
Calm down. Look, I didn't want to tell you this, but we got some problems here.
Well, what kind of problems? What do you mean problems?
Keeping our witnesses alive. I mean, we hide them, but there's a leak in the department, and some of them end up dead.
What?
Just sit tight.
You don't seem to understand what I'm saying. I am in a nightmare. This is my nightmare. It's a nightmare, man. Get me out of here.
I mean it. Don't call me. It's not safe. I'll be in touch.
Hello? Hello?
I brought you something. My brother gave it to me when I was a little girl. I could never seem to get up on time, so I set it for 5.
How did that, you Daisy Head?
It always made me laugh. I thought, being away from your convent, that even someone like you could get lonely.
Have a seat. So which one are you?
Mary Robert.
You have a little trouble getting up at 5 o'clock too, Mary Robert?
Oh, not now. I get up a half an hour early just to make sure. It's not just the mornings, it's that all my life, everybody seems to be doing or catching on to things a second faster, better than me.
Yeah, well, everybody's playing catch up nowadays. So, Mary Robert. Did you always want to be a nun?
I always knew that was my calling, to lead a life of service. But you see, I've always felt that there's something inside me that I want to give. Something that's only me and nobody else. Does that sound like a terrible thing? Like pride?
No. It doesn't sound like a terrible thing at all.
I'm so happy that you've come to join us, Mary Clarence. Do you know how sometimes it's as if you have to be yourself or you'll just burst?
Yep, I do.
Good night.
Good night, Mary Robert.
Got anything on it from Sound of Music?
Hey, baby!
You want to dance, sister?
Why? You don't have any rhythm. Young man, take your foot down off that stool. Now, have a seat. Have a seat. Can I have a Coke, please? You have to go. Wait. Oh, never mind. Go. Go. Just go that way. Just go that way.
Sister, expecting any more of your friends?
Now, you guys want to tell me what you're doing here?
Well, I thought that you might be ministering to the winos the way that you did in your convent in Reno, and I thought I could help.
And I saw her leave. It was very late, and so I followed it. What are you doing here?
I'm here to see a man about a car. For the convent.
Really?
Yes.
You did it?
No, I didn't. And I'm going to get you out of here.
Really?
Let's go. Come on.
Oh, a jukebox. Oh, one song.
No,
do you have
no,
a word
no,
song,
no,
please?
No.
Come on, he does. All right. It'll come back to you tenfold. Thanks.
Hurry up.
Oh, I love this song. Gimme crazy tonight. One dance. I'll be right back, please.
Yes, we will.
Good night.
Bless you.
This turns into a nuns bar. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Okay,
just come on. Let's go.
Let's go.
sisters have made clear to me that they followed you of their own volition. But they would never have ventured out at all at night had it not been for your example.
But listen, they just don't want to be stuck behind these walls all the time.
These walls are the only protection they have. The streets are no longer safe for them, and they are certainly not safe for you. These robes no longer protect our sisters. The walls do.
I'm sorry. You really do care about them, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I care about you and your life. I shall ask Monsignor O'Hara and Lieutenant Souther to find a safer and more suitable situation for you.
Oh, no, come on, don't send me away, really. I mean, I'm just starting to get the hang of this. I mean, look, I'm not going to endanger anyone or anything else, I swear. What about forgiveness? Isn't that what you preach? There's got to be something around here that I can do that's not going to chip my nails or annoy anybody.
You're right, Mary Clarence. To err is human, to forgive divine. You may stay. But I shall restrict your activities to a single task.
What's that?
Singing. You will join the choir.
Choir? No.
You will sleep and you will sing. That will be your task until you leave.
No, the choir? I mean, have you heard them?
The choir, Mary Clarence.
Is this a choir rehearsal?
Sure is. Come on in, sing us, Bill.
Soprano or alto?
Whatever. Thanks.
Are you with us?
I don't know this one. I better sit this one out. Excuse me.
Reverend Mother says Mary Clarence has a background in music.
Really, Mary Clarence? Were you a choir mistress?
Sort of freelance.
Freelance? Really? Oh. You don't think I see? You think I took vows yesterday? I know what you're up to. You and Reverend Mother.
What?
You're a ringer. She brought you here to replace me, out with the old.
Oh, could you help us, Mary Clarence? Mary Lazarus, you're terrific, but we could really use some help.
Please, you've heard us.
We're terrible.
Well, there's a word for this, mutiny. So, Mary Clarence, you think you can do better? I believe I'd like to see that. Go ahead, sister. Make them sing.
Okay. Where are the basses? Oh, you should be over here. And the altos? Where are you? Sister, why don't you join them? And sopranos, where are you? Oh, you've got to come down this way. All right, basses, I want you to give me a D. Altos, I want you to do a third above that. Give me an F sharp. And sopranos, give me an A. Let me have Sister Alma play it one time so we all know what we're going to do, and we'll go from there. Sister, will you give me those notes, please? Okay. On three. One, two, three. Very, very nice. Sister, what would you come over here, please? Just slide right in here for me, please. Right here. That's a powerful instrument you have there. But I think it's probably a good idea if we bring you down out of the rafters. I mean, everybody wants to be close to God. I'm just not sure you can do it vocally. Okay, so I need you to sing an octave below where you've been singing. And Sister Mary Robert, could you come stand over here, please? Yeah, come on over. I noticed that you're moving your mouth, but nothing's coming out. So I'd like to just hear you by yourself, if you don't mind. Sister Alma, could you give me an A, please? Alma! Check your battery. Give me an A, please. Okay, wait. Try this. Close your eyes. Visualize yourself in a room full of people, lots of silverware, people dropping stuff, talking loud, drunks, women with trays going, what are you gonna have? Your voice has to carry over the din. You have to get up over all of that to be heard in the back of the room where I'm sitting, listening, straining to hear you, okay? Keep that in your mind when we do this. Sister? We call that an A with an attitude. That's what you need. You have to put attitude in what you're saying. You have to think about what you're singing. It's not just quacking. This is rejoicing. You are singing to the Lord. Let's review those notes again and see if we can put it together. Sister? Basses, altos, sopranos. On three. One, two, three.
We actually sang a chord.
That was insane. Yeah, you sang a chord for 2 seconds. The next thing you have to learn how to do is listen to each other. That's a big key. Big key. You must listen to each other if you're going to be a group.
I knew that.
It's Mary Lazarus. As soon as I walked in the door, I knew that you knew this. Now, you're somebody who's into hard work and discipline, aren't you?
Oh, of course, I'm a nun. 4 popes now.
4? Wow. How often do they rehearse?
2 a week, a couple of hours.
Not enough. I mean, listen to them. They really need a lot of work. They gotta rehearse every day.
She's good. Well, do you think they really could get better?
I don't know. They're pretty raw.
Wet behind the ears.
Oh, please, let us try.
This is gonna be hell.
Tell me about it.
Welcome this Sunday morning, O ye few but faithful. The choir, I'm told, has elected a new director, Sister Mary Clarence, who will lead them in Hail, Holy Queen.
Mother of mercy. Felice Sanctus Sanctus Dominus.
More like Vegas, you know, get some butts in the seats.
And what next? Popcorn? Curtain calls? This is not a theater or a casino.
Yeah, but that's the problem, see? People like going to theaters and they like going to casinos, but they don't like coming to church. Why? Because it's a drag. But we could change all that. See, we could pack this joint.
Through blasphemy? You have corrupted the entire choir.
Excuse me.
Oh. How can you say that? Sister, we could rock this place.
Out of the question. As of tomorrow, Mary Lazarus resumes her leadership of the choir. Come in!
Reverend Mother, I just wanted to congratulate you. I haven't enjoyed Mass this much in years. What a marvelous program. Innovative, inspiring. You're to be commended. I can't wait till next Sunday when the choir performs again. Did you see the people walk right in from the street? That music, that heavenly music. Reverend Mother, it called to them.
It did?
I must tell the Archbishop. I'll send him a personal letter describing your efforts, your bold new fight to keep your little convent alive.
And you must also include this. This is something she would never tell you herself because this is the kind of woman she is. Sisters, she wants us to go out into the neighborhood and meet the people.
Oh, oh, this woman.
Oh, bless her. Oh, there are so many problems out there that we could maybe help with. I mean, that's why many of us became nuns. Oh, it's really marvelous, Reverend Mother.
There's a lot we could do for him besides pray, sister.
You're a pioneer.
Monsignor, surely you realize how dangerous this neighborhood is.
And you will face that danger head on. As if I could stop you.
You couldn't.
You have my complete support in this matter. Anything you can do to revitalize this neighborhood would be a blessing.
Don't you just love her?
Thank you. Yes, the failing convent at St. Catherine's has truly come alive, thanks to the efforts of its popular choir.
What an amazing turnaround story. This convent was once alienated from its surrounding neighbors. Now, as you can see, its doors are open.
And Vinny, get over here.
Into the community, establishing facilities like a daycare center and a food kitchen for the homeless. As a matter of fact, the
Vin, you gotta see this cute guns.
I'm shooting pool.
Civic pride.
Babe, we should send them money. They're do-gooders.
Attribute this reach-out philosophy to a new addition to the convent, Sister Mary Clarence, who, unfortunately, is a little camera shy.
I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna kill her myself.
In related news, the Pope visits the U.S., and we'll have more on that in just a moment.
Me, what are you doing here?
How come I saw you on TV?
That was not my fault. These people just showed up, but it's been really good for the convent.
You're supposed to be hiding out. Remember bullets flying through the air at you? Ring a bell?
Yes, but I can't talk about it now because I have a show in 5 minutes.
Listen to yourself. This is not a career opportunity.
You don't have to tell me that. This would not be the place to begin a career.
Hey, just promise me I won't see you on the Letterman show, okay?
Okay.
Hey. I'm worried about you. I don't want to see anything happen to you.
Okay. You gonna come to the show?
Yeah, I'd love to.
This Sunday's hymn is inspired by the lesson of Mary Magdalene. Now, Mary Magdalene was a young lady with a past. Oh, yes. And she was no stranger to sin. She was no stranger to practically anybody. Many condemned her, the whole neighborhood, in fact. But one man refused to do so. One man said, "Hey now, hold on, wait a minute. Listen to the girl's story."
Hail, girls.
Hail Mary, what's up?
Well, Jerusalem's become a real drag. Everybody hates me.
Uh-uh, not that guy over there.
Who, him? They all say he's different. They say he's really weird.
We don't care what people say. To us, he's always there.
Really?
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my God.
Nothing you could do could make me untrue to my God.
My God.
Nothing you could buy could make me tell a lie to my God.
My God.
I gave my God my word of honor to be faithful.
And I'm gonna.
You best be believing.
I won't be deceiving my God.
As a matter of opinion, I think he's tops. My opinion is he's the cream of the crop.
As a matter of taste, to be exact, he's my ideal.
As a matter of fact,
no muscle-bound man could take my hand from my God. My God. No handsome face could ever take the place of my God.
Home, ladies.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Give him some of that deep shoulder action.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Thank you.
ladies, you were fantastic. Sisters, you did good.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait till Sunday when we sing.
I'd rather sing than do anything.
It's better than ice cream.
It's better than springtime.
It's better than sex. No, I've heard, you know.
Sisters, you're truly an inspiration. And I've asked you here because I bear remarkable news. Now try to remain calm. What I'm about to say is nothing short of a miracle. Well, I didn't believe it myself at first.
Monsignor, for goodness sake, what is it?
Oh, I'm sorry, sister. It's just that it's so momentous, I'm still adjusting to the shock. The Pope himself has heard of our choir here at St. Catherine's. And when he visits San Francisco next weekend, despite his inordinately busy schedule, he's requested a special concert here on Sunday night.
No, no!
Oh, I'm dying, I'm dying.
Oh, sisters, this is indeed glorious news. Oh, Monsieur, we're both humbled and honored. And on such a supremely solemn occasion, I do feel a traditional program would be best.
And traditional like the old way?
We're speaking of His Holiness, Mary Clarence, not a neighborhood block party. The Pontiff commands the utmost respect and humility. Your more secular entertainments would be totally out of place.
But Reverend Mother, everyone loves our new style.
It's brought people back to the church.
And that's why he's coming. I mean, because we're doing something new and different.
Well, I feel this can be settled by a simple vote.
A vote?
Of course, Mary Clarence. A convent is not a police state. I'm sure the sisters are more than capable of reaching a mature and dignified consensus. Right. Now, all those in favor of performing a program of time-honored, sacred music, a truly spiritual repertoire, raise your hands. All those in favor of allowing Mary Clarence to select a more worldly program, however inappropriate, raise your hands. The majority has spoken.
Reverend Mother, as always, you're a true leader, gracious and understanding.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful, Reverend Mother. You'll see.
I'm sure the presentation will be a great success. Congratulations, Mary Clarence. And congratulations to you all.
His Holiness. Now, we've got to get busy.
Come in.
You sent for me?
You have a phone call.
From who?
Lieutenant Souther.
Oh. Hello?
Hey, Dolores. Great news. I pulled some strings. The judge agreed to move up the trial. We'll be in court in a couple days.
Really? That soon?
48 hours, you're a free woman.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, no, that's great.
Hey, well, don't thank me or anything.
No, really, no, it is. No, thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, seems like your prayers have been answered. I'm gonna be out of here in a week. I'm leaving.
You're leaving?
Yeah.
That makes two of us.
What do you mean?
I have submitted my resignation to Monsignor O'Hara privately. I've asked to be relocated as soon as possible.
But why?
I must go where I can be of use.
But there's still so much to be done here. Look, if it's about me, I'm going to be gone.
Indeed. And after how long? A few weeks? I have been here for years. Well, too long, I suppose. I've become somewhat obsolete.
But you don't have to continue being obsolete. Look, everything that's happening here is a good thing. Sister, you can still be part of it.
Part of what? You know, Mary Clarence, it is one thing to rabble-rouse, to sweep into town and declare a holiday. You've raised the sisters' expectations. You've excited and confused them. They imagine this neighborhood to be some sort of delightful ongoing bake sale. Now, you and I know things are not so simple. There'll be disappointments and rude shocks and you will have vanished. How fortunate.
Look, I just got things going. You are a formidable woman. You could keep this going.
Could I? Even if I wanted to know. I feel I am a relic. And I have misplaced my tambourine. Good day, Mary Clarence.
But sister...
Good day.
Good day.
It's ice cream.
I know that.
Well, it's a great big cuddly bear hug of a thank you from us to you.
Thank you to me. Thank you to you. I mean, when did you do this?
This is a sin. It's a wicked indulgence. Didn't they have any butter pecan?
I hope Reverend Mother doesn't catch us.
Yeah, let's keep it down.
Is there any syrup?
Mary Clarence, this morning in prayers, I thank God for bringing you to us. Since you've come, everything has just happened. Our choir is famous, for one.
We could cut a demo. I could learn guitar.
Yeah, anything is possible. God works in mysterious ways.
That's true.
You know, anything could happen. I mean, any one of us could be transferred out of here at any given time.
Are you leaving us?
No. Come on, no. What are you talking about? No, we're always going to be together.
That's what Diana Ross said. Listen, that was a trio. We're a quartet.
You know it's true.
Okay.
Just missed him. Sally just stepped up.
I need a signature on some things. This stuff can't be processed without it.
So just leave it here, Henry. I'll make sure he signs it when he comes in.
We found them. Beautiful work. What's the address?
It's Church Street, 29th, San Francisco.
Thought you were gone. Yeah,
get all the way to the car, no keys.
Tate said to leave the money vouchers with him. He said you signed them late.
Here's our leak, boys. Plug him up.
Get him out of here.
Let's go, Tate.
The Pope. Tomorrow. Oh, my gosh, I'll be so nervous. What if I forget the words?
You're going to go straight to hell. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Come on, sisters. Rehearsal in 5 minutes.
Go to rehearsal. I'll be
there.
One, two, three, and slide. Sister, take over now.
1, 2, 3, together. Oh, come in.
Where's Dolores?
Is something wrong?
They know she's here.
Oh, my goodness. She's upstairs with the choir.
Dolores.
Hi.
Look. Vince knows you're here. We gotta get out now.
Oh, but I can't go. We're singing for the Pope tomorrow.
Listen, you're gonna be singing for St. Peter if you don't get your ass out of here now.
But I...
I can't do this. I can't leave. It's like I'm deserting them.
Hey, I think they'll understand.
No, you don't understand. They need me.
They need you. A bunch of nuns. What for? Moral guidance? What, makeup tips?
Let me tell you something. We are talking about the Pope. This means a great deal to them, and they have worked very hard for this, and they deserve it.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
I'm going to the little nun's room, nosy.
surprise.
Guess who?
Rehearsals this way, sisters.
Hey, Dolores.
Fine. Yeah.
All right, all right.
Who are they?
Reno scum. Come on, man.
Come on, let's go. All right, all right.
Where are we going?
Sister here's got a special command performance.
Yeah, back at the Moonlight Lounge.
Look, why don't you just let her go? You know, she didn't have anything to do with this.
Oh, yeah, sure. So she could run right to the cops, huh?
Look, you just go with the flow, okay? Relax, you do what I tell you to do.
Away.
You don't even have to worry about her, okay? You got the one you came for.
She's right. Let's go.
Are you all right? It's okay. I'm a cop.
They've got Sister Mary Clarence and they've got guns.
Where are they taking
them? They said the Moonlight Lounge.
Come on, get out of here.
Okay.
You mean they kidnapped her?
Yes. Two men. And they had guns.
Why would anyone kidnap a nun?
Were they Catholics?
She isn't a nun. She's a lounge singer. Her real name is Dolores Van Cartier. She witnessed a vicious crime and has been hiding in our convent.
She isn't a nun.
She lied to us?
But she was such a wonderful nun.
Look what she did with the choir. She made us sing beautifully.
I should have kept this.
Well, I don't care who she is. We can't sing without her.
She's our inspiration.
Grandmother. Please, I know that you and Mary Clarence didn't always agree, but we've got to help her, please.
We've got to save her.
We can't leave it up to the feds.
No. Calm down, Mary Robert. Think clearly. Have you any idea who these two men were?
Yes. They were from Reno, and they're taking her to the Moonlight Lounge.
Reno? Nevada. Mary Manuel, tell the Monsignor the situation.
Yes, Mother.
The rest of you, follow me.
Yes, Mother.
$1,500 for the run to Reno. That's $500 less than I normally charge.
But we don't have $1,500.
Well, then I can't fly you there. I'm sorry. Look, I'm sorry. I got some things I have to check out here.
Father, do not blame this young pilot for abandoning us in our hour of need. When he stands before you on the day of judgment, do not send him straight to hell.
Please, please do not treat him with the same disregard that he's treated us.
Just because he can't show charity to nuns, try not to leave him without rewards when he asks for them.
We know it is easier to answer the prayers of a man who has answered the prayers of others, but if he should come to you
for relief of pain, such as rheumatoid arthritis, loss of hair, neck polyps.
Don't leave him bald and yowling in despair.
Watch over him as he refuses to watch over us. And if you cannot, we know that you will have done your level best.
What goes around comes around.
Sisters. Hold on a second.
What'd you think you were doing running to the cops, Dolores? Hiding out? Big no-no, babe. Bet you're sorry now.
I'm sorry for all my sins, Vance. And I'm sorry for yours.
I loved you, Dolores. I gave you everything. My affection, my time, a big-time career. How do you repay me? What's the thanks I get? Where's the loyalty? You shouldn't have done that to me, babe.
You'll be judged. We all will.
I don't get judged.
Vince, she's been acting weird since we picked her up.
It's like she's scared of nothing.
She's scared. Tell the boys how scared you are.
I forgive you, Vance.
Waster.
It's beautiful!
And what a lovely name.
Reno.
And Gamora.
Oh, she was his doll. She used to get his basket of food in her hand and go, take it to her stock.
Yeah.
It's done.
Not totally.
What's the problem?
Well, Vince, we can't waste a nun.
What are you nuts talking about? It's Dolores in a costume.
Well, Vince, now, how do you know she didn't join up and become a real nun when she was there? Things like this happen.
Because I know this woman in the biblical sense, and she ain't no nun. Now, I don't want any more of this. Go in there and do it. Just don't come back till it's over.
Okay, it's done.
Okay, we go one, two, three, shoot.
Wait. We don't go one, two, and shoot on three.
Get over there.
One, two, three.
You didn't shoot.
Neither did you.
I figured if you did, I wouldn't have to.
That's what I figured. Dolores, we got it all worked out. Strip.
What?
Come on, come on. Take off the nun thing.
Yeah, yeah, the nun thing. What is she doing?
Oh, my God, she's praying.
Lord, I want you to forgive Willie and Joey because they know not what they do. They're only doing what Vince told them to do because Vince is too chicken to do it himself. So he's called upon these two men to take care of his business. So I want you to forgive them, Lord. Respectum, spiritum, cacum, tutu, e plubium. Amen.
Yourself, sisters. To spread out and look for Mary Clarence. to try to blend in.
Hi. Excuse me. Sorry. Has anyone seen a nun, a Carmelite nun? No? Sure. But
no, 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 no. She's not really a nun. Oh, she's just posing as a nun. It came as a great shock to us.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Place your bets.
You're 23.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? Red 23.
Well, you're two. Here. What's for me?
I'm on it.
I'm in. All the way. Red 14.
I was just trying to teach you all a lesson. Oh, excuse me.
Lock off the street, but don't move in until I tell you.
Okay.
What are you doing here?
Oh, we're saving you.
Mary Clarence, you're safe.
Move.
Quick, now.
Quick. Oh.
the left. You go to the right. I'm going to go down the middle.
All right.
Light your back. Light your back.
Hey, babe.
Yes, sweetheart.
Seal off the exits and get ready to move in.
There's another way out. Let's go. Come. Excuse us.
Move in now.
Hey, I can't see anything.
Will it hit the lights? Freeze! Everybody! Joey.
Where is she?
I'm right here. I'm here. Leave them alone. They don't have anything to do with it. Just, I'm here. Calm down.
Joey, do it.
I can't, Vince. She's still a nun.
She's a broad. Got it? Just a broad.
I guarantee you she is no broad. She is Sister Mary Clarence of St. Catherine's Convent. She's a model of generosity, virtue, and love. You have my word for it, gentlemen. She is a nun.
You hear that? Now, aren't you glad we didn't shoot her? Don't shoot! Drop it!
Okay.
Let's go.
The gun's down. The gun's down.
Right,
I've dropped it.
Okay?
Down,
right there.
All right. Okay.
I'm shut. What's the arm?
Are you okay? Sorry. Things got kind of out of hand.
Oh, just kind of out of hand? Boy, am I glad you're a much better shot than you are protector. But thank you.
All right, come on.
I was good to you. Right, you had a great thing. You sang an oath, Del.
Come on.
Badly.
Come on.
How could you betray me like this? You are nothing!
Get him out of here.
Right, Lieutenant.
I got two words for you, Vince.
Mary Clarence.
Bless you.
Let's go.
Oh, hey!
I hold you responsible for all of this. For introducing a lounge act into my convent, for utterly disrupting our lives, and exposing us all to mortal danger. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you all. I'm really gonna miss you guys.
We thought you were a nun. Dolores.
Van Cartier.
Sisters, we have a concert to do.
I thought you were leaving.
We can't both of us leave.
Follow him wherever he may go. You know you make me wanna shout. Kick my heels up and shout. Throw my hands up and shout. Throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
You know you make me wanna shout.